This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. I keep coming back to the Canadian trucking convoy standing tall against the vaccine mandates. That was what much of hour number one was devoted to. But I still haven't gotten to what Justin Trudeau has to say about the convoy and what people on liberal media like MSNBC and CNN and the Washington Post have to say about the convoy. I do want to mention Jed, a big fan of this show, just sent me an email about the Supreme Court nomination of a black woman and said, isn't the federal government an equal opportunity employer? So making an affirmative action pick for the Supreme Court would be against the law, correct? Regards, Jed. Yeah. Jed, it should be. Who's going to enforce the law? You know, look, I'm one of the biggest believers in the world of the police. I love the police. But everyone admits there are some corrupt policemen, right? Here and there you find corrupt policemen. Think of Serpico, the entire drug force. You know, every drug detective was on the take in New York, 99% of them. And Serpico cleaned them out, and then they became clean. But the point is there are some corrupt cops, even though I love police. I might be the number one host in America for loving police. I always say nice things about police. I believe in the police. I believe they are the thin blue line. There's nothing without them. But are there a few corrupt cops? Yes. And so there's always bad things out there, right? Even if you love, so even if I said most of the government's nice, right? But that doesn't mean some of government's not bad. And you're not allowed to just pick someone because they're black. What if I said to you every cop should be black? What if I said to you that every Supreme Court nominee should be black? Every government employee should be black. What if I said to you that when you rent an apartment, I'll only accept black people? That's where we're headed. If you watch TV, everybody's black now. There's no white people out on TV anymore. No white people in the ads. No white people on the shows. Everyone's black. I got the stats to prove it, by the way. I'm not making it up. It's dramatic. It's dramatic. There's no such thing as an ad anymore with at least. You can't have an ad with like three white people. It's got to be a white person, a black person, Hispanic. Can't be three males. Got to have women. Got to have gays. The entire government. What'd you just say now, Chris? Sure, let's get him on. We have Thomas Renz. We were waiting for him. All right, plug him in. We got him now. Thomas, you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we missed you, man. We were looking for you.
I got you down at 7 o'clock.
You got my audience waiting. You're live on the air, my friend. So either way, we got you. So,
man, I'm glad to be here. Thank you, sir.
You know that I'm a fan of yours, and you know that you may not know that I write a nationally syndicated Sunday newspaper column across the United States, syndicated by Creators Syndicate. And this past weekend's column, meaning yesterday's column, featured some of your stats from the DOD, from whistleblowers, that came forward to you and talked about cancer being up almost 300% and stillbirths, I think, up 300%, miscarriages up almost 300%, and neurological cases up dramatically. And I quoted all those numbers from your whistleblowers in my nationally syndicated column yesterday. So people are starting to hear the truth, and the truth is very, very frightening. Is it not, Tom?
It's worse than that. And I'll tell you what, Wayne, I've got, just to make up for me making you guys wait, I got some big news for you.
Go ahead, shoot. We're waiting with the excitement. Tell me.
Okay, so we got word today. My whistleblowers were looking through data. They changed. They're trying to scrub this data from the DOD. They're trying to change it, and then they're trying to say that it was faulty data. But here's the deal. I have with witnesses in the room, witnesses recording these whistleblowers, taking this data off of the servers, we have rock-solid evidence that these guys are trying to change the data, trying to cover it up. This is corruption and fraud, and now we have intent.
I'm kind of getting Tom, and I'm kind of not getting Tom. He was there, and now he's not there, so I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. So you have footage, hours of footage, of the actual footage of the things, the numbers on the computer screen that they're trying to take off in a pure act of fraud, correct?
We literally had multiple people sitting and videoing the whistleblowers when they took this data off. So these guys now, not only did they try and change the data to cover this up, but I got video footage showing them taking this data off the computer. This is unbelievable, the level of corruption. These guys are panicked because they don't want people to know about a 1,000% increase over the 2016-2020 average in nervous system disorders. They don't want people to know about cancer skyrocketing. They don't want people to know about all of these diseases. This is cover-up on the highest level, and the DOD thinks that they're going to come out and fact-check this away. I got news for you, brother. We know what you do. We know how this works. We have video of it coming off. We got video of it being done. Now we have video of you guys having scrubbed the data. So I'm looking forward to seeing who goes to jail over this.
Yeah, so let's you and I talk as smart guys, okay? Now, I'm not a lawyer, but I play one on TV. Literally, I'm not joking. I've been a spokesman for lawyers in Las Vegas for many, many years. So I'm on TV all the time for representing law firms on TV and radio in Vegas and Los Angeles and other towns. And I was pre-law for 4 years at Columbia University, and I think I'm a pretty smart guy. And I would ask the question, why? You're a smart guy. I'm a smart guy. Let's share with my audience. Why is this happening? Is this just bribery? Is this just greed? Is it that the drug companies and the vaccine companies have spread the money around and they've bribed everybody to lie about vaccine deaths so everyone is forced to take them or wants to take them and is encouraged to take them and doesn't hear the real truth and they don't know they're going to die from taking it. They don't know they're going to be injured and crippled and disabled from taking it. So everybody along the way gets rich? Or is this depopulation and this is a way to knock off half the world? Why do you think something as shocking is happening and the levels which they're willing to go to cover it up? Why is this happening?
Well, the reason it's happening is a lot more complicated than I can normally do. Everybody wants me to give them like a sentence. You know, everybody wants me to say, oh, it's depopulation. Oh, it's money. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. The problem is that the motive is varied. And now what I mean by that is, remember, there are a lot of people involved on this. To pull off a scam like this on a global level is not a one-person job. There are a lot of people bought off, a lot of people paid off, and the motive depends on the person, right? You know, there's people in different places, some higher places, some lower places. Some people, it's real simple. They just got bought off. Other people, it's much more complicated. And I can't tell you that I have evidence to prove the motive of every single person involved. I don't. What I have is more than enough evidence that when it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. And what we have here is corruption and fraud on the highest level. And now these buffoons who are apparently panicking and trying to go out with their mainstream press buddies to cover this up are out there trying to say that it's faulty data. I got news for you, brother. We got the data. And why isn't it a little bit surprising that we take video, we've got all this saved in multiple locations around the country with multiple people because we knew you guys were just that shady. And isn't it shocking that, you know, right after we report this, all of a sudden these numbers change. And by the way, the video shows what dates we're taking things off. We've got files. We got all sorts of things. And I got multiple witnesses who've done it. I've got multiple people who took the data off. I got backup on backup on backup. And all you guys are doing right now is making it worse for yourself, because now I'm going to show that you committed fraud on top of everything else.
Yeah, well, I think fraud is the least of their worries. I mean, if this ever comes out, actually comes out beyond you and me, in the real world, if someone would acknowledge it at the DOJ level, the FBI level, the President of the United States level, which was never going to happen under Biden, but maybe someday under Trump, who knows? if it would be acknowledged. This is mass murder on a grand scale. This is the destruction of the American military. These people are not going to be, all these wonderful boys and girls in the military are not going to be alive to defend the United States of America, or they're going to be so crippled in sick bay or home because they can't walk anymore, and they've had chemotherapy for their cancer, and they can't be in the military anymore. There's going to be no one left to defend our country, Thomas. This is mass murder on a grand scale.
This is one of the most egregious things that's happened on this planet since World War II. I have never seen anything like this. And guess what? I got a whole team of lawyers and a whole bunch of people with all of our data. We've been working very hard to have things where it needs to be, to do what we need to do. And guys, you know, it's sometimes better to ask forgiveness than anything else. I'll go back to my World War II analogies. Albert Speer's was one of the few leaders of the Nazis that ended up escaping the gallows. But part of the reason was he was one of the few that actually repented on the stand. I might suggest some of you guys do that. And for you soldiers who just say you're just following orders, again, World War II didn't work out real well. I would suggest you man up, you guys who are changing this. And, you know, guess what? We got it. We got it before, we got it after. So someone's going to eventually be asking you, why'd you change the data? And because I was told to, sir, doesn't cut it.
Right. I mean, this is just the most massive scam. You know, my commentary over the weekend is the COVID vaccine, the greatest scam in the history of the world. That was my commentary over the weekend. And I quoted not just your stats, but stats coming in from all over the world for how they've manipulated the statistics. Let's continue with Thomas Renz. Can you hold through the break? Come on the other side, Tom.
Yes, sir.
We'll continue when we get back. Wayne L. Root, Thomas Renz, lead attorney, several major cases against the CDC, Department of Homeland Security, and Dr. Fauci involving the COVID mandates and the vaccine mandates and the lockdowns and the business closures and more. His website, renz-law.com, renz-law.com. We'll be right back.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, this is Wayne L. Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. JP
Dusty Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I encourage you to check out my War Raw podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Now 7 days a week and video. We've got a video podcast every weekend. It's available at rootforamerica.com each Friday afternoon. It is called America's Top 10, and I play Casey Kasem for conservatives. He used to have America's Top 40 of music. I have America's Top 10 news stories that are important to conservatives, and I count them down. And that is our show every single Friday on video. And coming soon is a weekend, one-hour Wayne Root radio show nationwide on USA Radio and Talk Media Network. And we expect to have hundreds of affiliates. It'll be a weekend top 10 countdown, like Casey Kasem, for the most important conservative stories in America. But anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast for download right now at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, Spreaker, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. We're back with Thomas Renz, one of the top class action lawsuit attorneys in America, lead attorney in major cases against the federal government and Dr. Fauci regarding these vaccine mandates. His website, Renz-law.com, Renz-law.com. It's Thomas Renz, and it's great to have you with us. I'm honored to have you with us. Thank you for all the great work you're doing, Tom.
Oh, man, I got to tell you, I live in a little town in Ohio, man. I'm still honored that anybody wants to hear anything from me. If I get my wife to care what I have to say, I'd be winning, you know?
Listen, the reason it's so great that who you are and what you're doing is because you come from small town USA and because you come from the great American Midwest, because it sure seems like me, a guy that came from New York, everyone in New York and California and Illinois, all the big liberal states, they're all brainwashed. They're all brain dead. They're all like sucking on the poisonous drink from Jim Jones in Guyana. They won't admit that the vaccine is poison, and they're all just brain dead, delusional Stepford wives. And then there's guys like you and I that are awake, Tom, and I'm trying to be Paul Revere and tell the nation the poison is in the jab. The poison is in the jab, like the British are coming. The British are coming. I'm trying to tell the world, and you're trying to sue and wake up the world. You and I are doing some good work. So we're in the foxhole together, my friend. Thank you.
Well, it's my honor. You know, I mean, well, they're telling everybody it's safe. Let me throw this out for you, right?
Sure.
Because I got a few numbers that I think are kind of telling. You know, these are the numbers that they're trying to cover up right now because, you know, they're claiming that there was bad data. It's not bad data. We got the data. We got the video. And so I want to stress again, I'll see you in court. I look forward to you guys going to jail for fraud. But, you know, let's look at this. Between 2016 and 2020, total, if you add up all five of those years, the total number of diseases of the nervous system was 411,000. The average was 82,000 per year, but the total was 411. In 2021, after the vax mandate for the military, 863,000, more than double the total of the previous 5 years.
Yeah.
More than double.
And by the way, let's think about this in terms of pilots, right? Neurological disease, and you're going up in the air and you're spinning around and you're going at 1,000 miles an hour and you're going at the speed of sound, and these pilots have got to be losing their careers over this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've heard a report that this that the F-35 that crashed the other day was from a vax side effect. That was the actual cause. I mean, naturally, they're going to cover it up. You know, P.S., I've also got some real interesting new info that came in today that's unconfirmed. But just so that you all know, don't be surprised when you start seeing some FOIAs coming out on who owns what stock, because we're going to be sending some of those out. I've heard some rumors about certain people who are high-ranking, having pretty important stock interests or holdings in various pharmaceutical or other such places.
It's so corrupt, it's sickening, but it's not just about the money and therefore the fraud, financial fraud. It's about mass murder. In order to make money, they're killing thousands of people, maybe tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, and literally crippling hundreds of thousands and giving disabilities to hundreds of thousands. And collectively, over the next 20 years, it's going to be millions that are died and injured because of this horrible, poisonous vaccine that doesn't even protect anyone. Doesn't even stop anyone from getting COVID. Can you imagine if everyone got the polio vaccine and the argument from the powers that be at the CDC, hey, you're all going to get polio, but it'll be mild. That's not a vaccine that works. Thomas Renz, we thank you for all you do. His website, renz-law.com. Tom, go get him.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
You- USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As tensions grow on the Ukraine-Russia border, President Biden says the U.S. is ready no matter what happens. The president's message comes as many are worried Russia will invade its neighbor. Biden has pledged swift and harsh economic sanctions against Moscow if Russia attacks Ukraine. Parts of states from Colorado to New York are under winter weather alerts as the next winter storm takes aim on the central United States. A winter storm warning is already being issued for parts of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, as more than a foot of snow is expected in some spots. The New York Times is buying the popular game Wordle. The online game, which blew up on social media recently, is being sold to the Times for a price in the low seven figures. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Wayne LaRue, welcome back. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko is the sponsor of this segment of the show. The Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. This guy is in New York and Florida, has provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. Dr. Zelenko has developed Z-Stack. This is his newest contribution to keeping us all healthy. Z-Stack, which has in one capsule vitamin C, vitamin D3, vitamin zinc, and quercetin. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It's a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs. All built around zinc, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients. Z-Stack is GMP certified and made in the USA. Go to RootForAmerica.com and click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack right now. Root for America, my website. And right near the top, you'll see a big Z for Zelenko and Z-Stack. Click on the Z and purchase your bottle, and you're on the way to building your immune system. Okay, we've got our guest with us, Sherelle Mendenhall, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Nevada, a former Miss Nevada, looking to unseat Democrat incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Her website, SherelleForSenate.com, Sherelle, the number four, Senate.com. I've met her. She is a great candidate, and I'm proud to have her with us. Sherelle, welcome to the Wayne LaRue Show.
Thank you so much, Wayne. It's good to be here.
So let me ask you something. The first thing everybody's going to say to me, the very first thing, or they're all going to say it to you too, and maybe they won't say it to your face. They'll only say it behind your back, Sherelle. They're going to say, why is she qualified to be a United States Senator? Her background is a beauty queen. I want you to tell people why you think you will make the best U.S. Senator Nevada's ever had.
I know that I'm going to be the best senator Nevada's ever had because I'm looking at this from an outside perspective. You're right. I have never held an office, but that's what we need in government is people who know how to run government like a business. That is my background. Yes, I won some titles. I won several titles throughout my life, but that doesn't define me. What defines me is my work ethic and being able to build companies and give people jobs. And so that's what I love, and that's how I'm going to treat this position.
All right. And I believe you have a business background as well. I know your husband's a very successful businessman, and I know you've been involved in business as well. So you have a business brain as well, right? That's kind of your background, is making money. That's something you're good at, and I think that's what we need in government, too. Tell us a little bit about your business background.
Yeah, I actually started a couple of them. One was out in Los Angeles, actually two out in Los Angeles. And, one of the things that I think is the most important is, starting with a base, starting with integrity, and also kind of taking a model and applying it to what's happening in the government is being able to hold to a budget. And a lot of times you see us not being able to do that. We are, more than $30 trillion in debt when you look at our notes.
So tell me about your thoughts on voter ID. That's a big issue for me. I've been arguing about this issue for 40 years, literally. That since I was in my 20s, I've been saying, how can you have a country where you don't ask people for their ID before they vote? How do you know who's voting? And that was before mail-in voting. Now with mail-in voting and ballot harvesting combined with no voter ID, this is a disaster for fraud, a recipe for fraud. You don't know who's voting, and you don't even see them at the polling place, and they're just sending in their ballots, or some guy's dropping off 10,000 ballots with ballot harvesting. You have a plan for voter ID. What is your plan to make this happen?
And I love that it's starting to come to the surface and people are paying attention because this is something that we need to pay attention to. My plan around voter ID is, as I was continuously hearing that it is in fact racist to require an ID for people to vote. And you look at every single other requirement. So is it racist to go on a plane? No. So let's break it down. So I took a look at the numbers, from the ACLU, and the ACLU says about 11% or 21 million Americans don't have an ID or don't have the ability to get an ID. And, one of their opening statements is saying that if they're free, that won't solve it because then you need supporting documentation, possibly a gas stipend. So I personally calculated that it would take $3.9 billion in order to ensure that every single individual would be able to get supporting documentation in addition to getting the ID, and we can make sure that we secure our election going forward. That number, $3.9 billion, is the highest number. So I'm not doing the baseline and promising something and then we're going to go over. This is the highest of what they've targeted on what it would cost per person. In addition, I've given the amount of money to do a rollout. And with that rollout, we send out a reminder, and that actually boosts voter turnout 1.5%. So there's a benefit to it as well. So if you take a look at it, and these people don't have IDs, they don't have supporting documentation, they don't have the ability to get jobs. So we're boosting jobs in the process, because now they can be contributing members of society, pay taxes, and move forward and have an opportunity in life.
You know, it's interesting, because when they claim 21 million don't have ID, first of all, you and I both know that's a lie. They're exaggerating beyond belief. But number two, maybe they are 21 million, but I'll bet you most of them are illegal aliens, and that's why they don't have ID. That's the biggest issue, that the minute you get a driver's license in Nevada and many other states, you are automatically registered to vote. And you can't ask them by law whether they're a citizen of the United States. And you can't say no to them. So everyone who's illegal is registered to vote if they're driving and they have a license. And of course, in Nevada, everybody does have the right to get a license. So therefore, they all have a right to vote, even though they don't have a right to vote. That's the real problem.
Yeah, which is voter roll cleanup, and there's a bunch of other things that kind of go along with that. But again, you know, one of the biggest things is people are sitting there, you know, even causing a filibuster, just going around in circles, you know, talking back and forth and debating, and then taking a seat instead of saying, hey, here's a different solution. Obviously, there's a bunch of other layers that we need to address that go along with that, and that's all built out. But just as far as taking out any opportunity for them to say that it is, in fact, racist, you know, to require an ID to go and vote, we do need to put that at the forefront, so that way every single other piece, in order to make sure state by state, we get this cleaned up, because so many people, so many patriots feel like their vote doesn't count, that it's just going to be stolen, and that is not the America that I love.
No, and you mentioned, you know, the ludicrous nature of them saying, you know, it's racist to ask for ID. Well, then is it racist when I board my Delta Airlines flight and United Airlines and American Airlines and Southwest Airlines and they automatically will not let me on without me showing ID? How come that's not racist?
Exactly.
Let me give you a better one for your repertoire, Sherelle Mendenhall, U.S. Senate candidate, and that is the vaccine passports they're now demanding in Los Angeles and San Francisco and New York and Chicago, these big liberal cities that they're wrecking the economy. They're destroying the restaurants. Everyone shows them ID, showed them fake ID, by the way. These are all fake vaccine passports they're showing to get into Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. I know that now for a fact. I must have 1,000 fans who have emailed me and said, Wayne, I go to the Raiders games and I'm not vaccinated. I show them a fake ID. So this whole thing is a joke. It's absurd. But how come when you walk in Allegiant Stadium, Sherelle, isn't that racist to ask me for my ID and my vaccine passport? Of course it is. If it's racist to ask when you vote, how come asking me, a white guy, for my ID isn't racist? Of course it is. It's racist.
Absolutely.
All right.
And so it's such a good point, you know, and it crosses both those bridges, but it's just like you can lobby one side and then all of a sudden the other side, if it makes sense, then it doesn't fit their narrative.
No, it's all crazy. My grandmother was, you know, old German Jewish, and a Yiddish word for crazy is meshugana. It's meshugana. My grandmother would be shaking her head going, this is meshugana. It is meshugana. It's crazy. All right. You mentioned the word filibuster a minute ago. I want your thoughts on it brings up the filibuster argument in the U.S. Senate that Manchin has been standing in the way and Sinema and all them. Your thoughts on Chuck Schumer wanting to change the filibuster rules?
You know, I think, again, that, you know, we're in such a time right now that every single thing they're utilizing to further their own agenda. And it's an absolutely no. Like, it's a hard stop at this point. You don't get to change it simply because you want to pass something. This isn't because we're taking a look at it from a 1,000-foot view and saying that this is the best thing for our system going forward. They're lobbying it in addition to things like voter ID and how it's racist.
What about the expected voter turnout this year? Do you expect a red wave in November?
I think that there's two pieces to that. I think that we can't just expect it. We actually have to do the work. So even while I'm out there campaigning, I think one of the biggest things is that we share the statistics. Because in Nevada, you know, at a typical primary, it's about 13 to 20% that show up to choose the person who goes against the incumbent. And to me, that number is dismal. We need to make sure that we actually turn out in droves, that you don't expect your neighbor to show up, that you don't just sit back because you think your vote isn't going to count. You need to be recruiting those around you. So do I think that if we do our job and actually take care of the people around us, that we will have a red wave? Absolutely. But we need to take ownership. It's not one person's job.
We're about 90 days out until ballots are mailed out for your GOP primary for U.S. Senate. What are your thoughts on mail-in balloting and ballot harvesting and whether we can get a fair election?
Oh, that's a long question and answer. So in reality, I think in short, I don't like the mail-in ballot simply because I think that there's so much fraud that can happen at that point. I'm for going to the polls. Having a voter ID only time is for, you know, our military that would send those out. I do want people voting, and I do support people having a voice, and I don't want people questioning that in this process. So, you know, the ballot harvesting, obviously, it is happening right now, and, you know,
and
we need
wrong.
To make sure that going forward we can overturn this.
It's wrong, but you know what? If it keeps going on, then the Republicans are idiots if they don't learn how to ballot harvest it, just like the Democrats. We should out-ballot harvest the Democrats. If it's going to happen, we got to do better than them and stop complaining, but we should ban it because it's wrong. It's illegal. It's voter fraud. Sherelle Mendenhall is running for United States Senate in Nevada, Republican primary coming up soon. Looking to unseat Democratic incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Her website, SherelleForSenate.com. Sherelle, thanks for visiting with us.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, Energized Health, and we got some good news. The good news is you still can succeed, even though you already failed. I know you did. You made a New Year's resolution this year, like millions of other Americans, and guess what? You already jumped off that wagon. Hey, don't feel bad, but make a change. Make a change. Let's change that resolution to a revolution, and let's get on it with Energized Health. You could still lose that fat, reverse that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, medical conditions that you have. You just have to take a simple action step. Hey, we're going to be your master coaches. Log on today to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, John and Chelsea Jubilee. That's right. We're going to be your personal coach. Log on today, energizehealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. GoSonsOfLiberty.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, Wayne on the Roots, welcome back to the show. I told you that Justin Trudeau had some rude things to say about the Canadian truckers. And my understanding now is that there's going to be a massive truck convoy in this country. They're hoping with over 700,000 trucks from California to Washington, D.C. to protest the vaccine mandate. This is just what we needed in this country, is the truckers to take this thing and run with it and bring the country to a standstill and get the attention of the media and this entire country and the morons running this country. The morons who, the only thing I haven't figured out yet is Joe Biden and the morons, the Obamas, have Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, have Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, do they drink their own Kool-Aid? Do they believe the lies about the vaccine? Are they all going to die? Or did they not take it? Well, they're stuffing it on you. Well, they're forcing it on you, and they're jabbing it into your arm via mandate. Did they actually take it? Because I don't believe they're that dumb. I don't believe it for a second. I don't believe Biden's taking this vaccine. Biden is weak and feeble of an old man as he is. He wouldn't even be alive today if he took three vaccines. If he took the two vaccines and the booster, Biden would not be alive. I don't believe for a second he took the vaccine, which means it really is mass murder. They know how bad it is. They're not taking it, and they're demanding you take it and covering up all the stats that prove how bad it is. Really incredible. Justin Trudeau lashed out at truckers from a secret location. He's in hiding because he's afraid of the truckers. And now he's got COVID, the moron. Triple vaxxed with COVID, you moron. He accuses the convoy crowd of hateful rhetoric and violence towards citizens. You know, just this is what Democrats always do. Let's punish the January 6th. They're violent. They're insurrectionists. Oh, but Black Lives Matter, that was a wonderful movement. They were nice. Their goal was to kill all policemen, pigs in a blanket. You know, but no big deal. They burned, they looted, they robbed, they carjacked, they home invaded. They burned cities to the ground. They took over central business districts. No big deal. That's no problem. They're nice people. But conservatives with families and businesses and wonderful jobs and lives and children at home, to take care of, protesting in Washington. They should be in jail for the rest of their lives. That's violent. I mean, we're in a period of such fraud in this country. This is all Saul Alinsky. Look in the mirror, and whatever you see, blame the other guy. Whatever you see. So if you're a scumbag, call the other guy a scumbag. If you're a Hitler, call the other guy a Nazi. If you're a criminal, call the other guy a criminal. If you're giving nothing but misleading information, talk about the other guy giving nothing but misleading information. This is how Democrats are acting now. This is their game plan. It's all Solinsky. It's all misinformation. Justin Trudeau and his family removed his secret location on Saturday due to security reasons amid the anti-vax protests. As the anti-vax protesters and truckers late Friday night descended on Parliament in Ottawa. Yeah, I got my guess right. Earlier in the show I said, I think it's Ottawa. That's the capital of Canada. And that they've got the truckers are blocking all the roads. It's in Ottawa. And they protested all weekend. And now some of them are saying they're just going to stay there permanently. And no one's going to be able to get in or out. And I love it. Trudeau, they're peacefully protesting. It's called the Freedom Convoy. They're protesting the vaccine mandate, and Trudeau has accused the trucker convoy of hateful rhetoric and violence towards citizens during a broadcast from his hiding place. He also said he prefers violent BLM protests because he agrees with their goals. There you go. There it is, right there. And on MSNBC, a host calls the historic Canadian trucker convoy a cult. An estimated 50,000 Canadian truckers traveled across Canada. So, yeah, I mean, our population, they have 30 million, we have 300 plus million, we have 330 million, they have like 33 million. So we're exactly 10 times bigger than Canada. So if they have 50,000 trucks, we should have at least 500,000 trucks. And there are people reporting on Twitter that they're aiming to organize 700,000 trucks in the United States. And my guess is that would be every truck in America, right? Every truck, that's everyone. I mean, that's enough to take down the whole country. I think it's time to take down the Washington administration, time to take down the Ottawa administration. These people that are trying to force you to vaccinate and destroy your life are evil. And it involves mass murder, whether they know it or not. They are complicit in mass murder. They're complicit in making so many people sick and die. And it's, here's the irony. It doesn't do a thing to protect you from COVID. They've been wrong about everything. Just like the masks do nothing. Even the CDC now admits the masks do absolutely nothing. It's really amazing. On MSNBC, Joe Scarborough called the historic gathering a cult. Getting four shots in 8 months and wearing a face diaper on your mouth is a cult. Standing up for your individual rights is not a cult. Poor Joe Scarborough. He reminds me of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Two decent Republicans who married liberal witches, and they brainwashed them. It's amazing what men will do, where they think, which brain they're thinking with. Allow your wife to brainwash you to go from a hero patriot Republican to a pathetic liberal weenie. Boy, those wives did a job on you. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.